You're listening to Central Time. I'm Judith Sears Poisson.
And I'm Chris Molina. Coming up tomorrow after 7 on The Morning Show, the landmark legal decision Brown versus the Board of Education ended school segregation in America. We look at the legacy of plaintiff Linda Brown, who died this week.
First, in addition to choosing a new state Supreme Court justice, voters on Tuesday will decide whether it's time to eliminate or to preserve the state treasurer's office.
The constitutional position has existed since Wisconsin became a state in 1848. That's 180 years ago. Lawmakers voted in consecutive sessions to get rid of the office. Now it must be approved by voters in a statewide referendum.
Those who want to do away with it say the office has been stripped of so many duties that it's no longer needed. But supporters of the treasurer's office say it provides an important check on the executive branch.
And we want to hear from you as well at 800-642-1234. Is it time to eliminate the state treasurer position, or does Wisconsin need this post? What questions do you have about what the state treasurer does or used to do? Give us a call at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or send an email to ideas@wpr.org.
Current Treasurer Matt Adamczyk ran for the position in 2014 on a platform of closing the office. He joins us now to make that case. Matt, welcome to Central Time.
Oh, thanks for having me on, Judith.
So, Matt, what do you do as state treasurer?
Well, basically, Judith, the duties have been stripped, as your little entrance there, and the role has basically become the constitutional requirement that's left of serving on the Board of Commissioners among public lands. And that is an important board. There's a lot of money over there, and, you know, they give that money to K-12 public schools every year, and none of that's going to change. Everybody wants that to stay the same, that they give back money to the schools. That's constitutional. All we're doing in this amendment is taking out the word state treasurer and replacing it with the word lieutenant governor, so that the three people that serve on the board, the makeup just changes ever so slightly. And that's because the duties of the treasurer have been, you know, as you said, stripped over the last, you know, few decades here.
So those who want to keep the office, like former Treasurer Jack Voigt, who we'll talk with in a few minutes, say it serves as a check on executive power. And he gives the example in a WPR news story that if the Treasurer's office goes, we can kiss the Secretary of State's office goodbye. Also, those have been linked. And the Commissioners of Public Lands going to the Lieutenant Governor would mean more power for the executive branch. How would you respond to that proposal?
Well, I mean, I guess the only thing that people are voting for, every one person listening right now, is only going to vote on getting rid of the state treasurer. That's what we're dealing with. And the reality is that the treasurer's office does not have many duties left, so why would we keep the office and keep paying people to do the jobs and have staff and so forth? And as for that Board of Commissioners of Public Lands, whether it's the lieutenant governor on the board or the state treasurer, I mean, before my time, there was probably no questions hardly ever asked. Almost every motion before the board passed 3-0, 3-0, 3-0. I'm probably the only person that's ever really, you know, kind of rocked the boat over that Board of Commissioners of Public Land. So whether the lieutenant governor's on there, whether it's Republican, Democrat, I don't think it makes a whole heck of a lot of difference. And that's why things in the past, like the State Journal and the Journal Sentinel, have editorialized saying, let's get rid of these offices. It's small victories for small government. Let's do it.
And the name state treasurer would seem to imply that there's a fiscal responsibility, but it doesn't sound like that is, at least at this point. Does the state treasurer have any fiscal responsibility that would not be covered if this position were eliminated?
No, I mean, realistically, like I said, the board is the only constitutional left. Almost statutorily, almost every program that was here has been moved. And, you know, when Jack talks about it in a little bit, one of the biggest things that they gave up was cash management, and that was under his, when he was the state treasurer. So many of this has been moved over and been moved to other agencies. And I guess what some of your listeners, I'd like to explain to them, why were these things moved over there? One of the last, probably most important thing that the office had was something called unclaimed property. Mm-hmm. So that would be, Judith, somebody like yourself, let's say you have $70 in an old checking account. You would have had to, in the past, apply to the state treasurer's office to get your money back. What the Department of Revenue is doing, which now has that role, is in many cases they match your Social Security and they just send, Judith, you just get your check sent right to you. So you don't even have to make a claim anymore. So there's a lot about efficiency in government. And when we did that bill, I think it passed unanimously in both houses. So,
We're talking with Matt Adamczyk right now. He is the current Wisconsin State Treasurer, and he is encouraging Wisconsin voters to vote on a referendum on Tuesday that would eliminate that position. You can join the conversation by calling 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. And we have Vicki on the line in Madison. Hi, Vicki.
Hi. I'd like to just point out that Matt's comment that changing the makeup of the Board of Commissioners of Public Lands will change it ever so slightly really is rather disingenuous, because by putting the lieutenant governor on that board, it now puts more power in the hands of the governorship, who's ever in power, whether it's Democrats or Republicans. The other thing is, by eliminating this position, it really saves no money but one position, which is a state treasurer. All those duties are still done by other agencies, and those duties should be shifted back to the state treasurer's office, and that constitutional amendment needs to fail. Thank you.
Thanks for that call, Vicki. And Matt, would you like to respond to that?
It's weird. I talked about this once before, and I think we had a Vicki call in the first call as well last time, but I don't know if it's the same Vicki, but, you know, the giving it over to the lieutenant governor, I mean, we have a lieutenant governor. We're going to have a lieutenant governor. That's a position that, you know, nobody's talking about getting rid of. It's just one more duty for that person to have. And that person, you know, is independently elected. I know they run on the same ticket, but they are, you know, originally elected on a primary ballot. And they are their own constitutionally elected office. And, I mean, the current lieutenant governor and governor do get along pretty well, but I think probably some of your listeners know in the past that there's many governors and lieutenant governors that did not see eye to eye. So they are their own person, and that person, the lieutenant governor, he or she themselves, they would be the ones that would make the vote, just like the current state treasurer does. So I mean, it's just a different person serving on the board, and them making money like they do now off investments, that's still going to happen. So us giving money to the schools, that's not going to change.
Matt, I'm curious why you chose to run for state treasurer when you don't believe that the position should exist. Was it to have that platform to advocate for that?
100%, Drew. That's exactly it. I mean, this is now the second time. My predecessor also ran on the platform of eliminating the office, and he initially kind of kept that plan, but then he kind of changed his position, and I think partly that was because of his deputy was running for the office and wanted to keep the office. But in order to get this done, you actually needed to have a state treasurer work with the legislature, make sure that they push it, and actively push the legislature to do this, because to change the state constitution is a difficult task. You have to pass a bill amendment twice, so Assembly, Senate, two times in a row. Now it goes to the people. But I wanted to make sure we advocated for it, and there was nobody else running to get rid of it. So,
all right. Let's go back to the phones at 800-642-1234. And Jimmy in Valley Junction is up. Hi, Jimmy.
Afternoon. I had a question and a comment. So the duties of the treasurer were done away mostly through constitutional amendments, or were they siphoned off by the executive and the legislature? I guess that's my question.
Okay.
And my comment is, why stop there? You know, I think probably we could do with half the senators and half the assembly people, and I'd start with Voss and Fitzgerald.
All right, thanks for that call, Jimmy. So that's a good question. So, Matt, you were saying that many of the duties have been stripped away. This is a constitutionally mandated position. How much does the Constitution say what this job actually entails?
Well, no, that's actually a really good question. But basically, the Constitution only has one duty for the treasurer, and that's serving on that Board of Commissioners of Public Lands. Everything else has been given to the treasurer has done throughout the whole time. It's been statutorial. So basically, if the legislature and the governor change the law, then therefore there's no more duties, or they add duties or whatever. But that was a good question. The duties have been stripped over the legislature, and it hasn't been only under Governor Walker. To be honest, most of it happened probably in the last 20 years or so.
Matt, if this position, the state treasurer's position, is eliminated, where would the state treasurer's current salary be reallocated?
More or less, the money that comes for the treasurer's office is funded. It's kind of a difficult process, but it's comes from the unclaimed property fund, and so then they would ultimately go back there, and I think you could, it would be so more or less eventually benefit the public schools because it would has to go back to the common school fund eventually.
And as we wrap up, Matt, how confident are you that voters will approve the referendum on Tuesday to eliminate the state treasurer's office? And when would that take effect if it is?
Well, it's a good question. And basically, my understanding is, you know, it's up to the people. I mean, there's no way to poll this, but, you know, I think oftentimes when the, you know, citizens are given an opportunity to make government a little bit smaller, they usually vote yes. But I can't say for certain what the vote's going to come out. I mean, there's certainly not been a poll done on it, but I think most people will say, let's make government just a little bit smaller. And so I'm hoping that people do vote on April 3rd and they do vote yes to eliminate the office.
And when would that take effect if they do?
Pretty much once it's ratified.
Okay. Well, Matt, thanks so much for joining us today. We
appreciate
you taking the time.
Thank you, Judith.
Matt Adamczyk is currently the Wisconsin State Treasurer, but he's not running for re-election. Instead, he's running this fall for a state assembly seat in the Milwaukee area.
After the break, we'll talk with former State Treasurer Jack Voigt about why he says the office needs to be maintained. And we're welcoming your thoughts at 800-642-1234. Will you be voting to keep or eliminate the position, and why? What do you want to know about what the State Treasurer does or used to do? Give us a call at 800-642-1234. 1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email us at ideas@wpr.org.
We'll continue the conversation in just a bit here on Central Time.
This is Central Time. I'm Chris Molina.
And I'm Judith Sears-Poisson. We're continuing our conversation on whether the state treasurer's office should be eliminated or saved. Voters will decide in a statewide referendum on Tuesday what will happen with that position.
We want to hear what you have to say at 800-642-1234. Does Wisconsin need a state treasurer, or are we better off getting rid of it? How do you plan on voting on Tuesday, and why? What do you want to know about what the state treasurer does or used to do? Give us a call at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or send us an email at ideas@wpr.org.
We just heard from current treasurer Matt Adamczyk, who wants to get rid of the post. Now we go to former treasurer Jack Voigt. He served from 1995 to 2007 and wants the state to keep the position. Jack, welcome to Central Time.
Good afternoon. Thank you for the opportunity to speak.
Well, thanks for joining us. Jack, can you tell us how the state treasurer's post has changed since you held that office from 1995 to 2007?
Well, it has changed drastically under the leadership of the governor and the legislature, because they really want, it's all about the money. And certainly the Public Lands Commission has $1.2 billion of investments, and this is the last piece where they can exercise the control of the flow of money, investments, and everything else. And I'm totally opposed to this idea. It's purely nothing Mr. Adamczyk said is actually correct. It was stripped intentionally by him and his different ringleaders there in Madison to make certain that there would be no duties in that office over the past 8 years. And that makes it rather convenient for the voters to say yes to this, because it's been now really an empty office of doing nothing. And
what?
I'm opposed to this, because we need to have a fiscal watchdog for the taxpayers of Wisconsin.
Well, I guess someone could say, if those duties have been stripped from this office and if there's no movement to change it back to what maybe the office used to be, maybe at this point, reality being what it is, there is no reason to keep it.
Oh, I think there's a number of reasons. Well, we've had a state treasurer because the founders or the framers of our state constitution made it quite clear in our state constitution, that there be fiscal checks and balances and separate and apart from this office be separate and apart from the executive legislative branches. So it was very clear at the very beginning, before the constitution was even founded, is that to have this separation of powers and having make certain that there's an elected fiscal watchdog for our state. And so what's happened is that all governors, I don't care Republican or Democrat, they love power. And this is a power grab that should not be even on the ballot, because it is again, I'm a constitutionalist, and I really believe we should believe what the Constitution says. The rule of law is important, and certainly we would be the only state not to have an elected fiscal watchdog or treasurer in our state of Wisconsin, in the nation. So we need that independent fiscal voice to be not to be eliminated because, well, for example, all corporations in Wisconsin, all organizations, all political campaigns have a treasurer. Do we need a governor to be the CEO and also the CFO of our state? I say that is not right. And we don't need to have the governor, regardless of Republican or Democrat, to be the CFO and the CEO of our state.
Let's go to the phones at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. And Cindy in Burlington is up first. Hi, Cindy.
Hello. I am going to vote no for this, and I would like to see more of their duties reinstated. And if the Democrats take over enough control of the state of Wisconsin, that will happen. And I do not trust this going into the hands of the GOP, especially Rebecca Clayfish and Walker, because our public lands will be sold off without our knowing it, and there will be nothing we can do about it.
All right. Thanks for that call, Cindy. And Jack, it seems like that position on the Public Lands Board is pretty key for many people who oppose eliminating the position.
Absolutely. The bill has already been passed in the Assembly and was going to be passed in the Senate because of the bill of to move all the investments to the State Investment Board. Now, again, they may have credible ideas how to invest and to distribute their earnings. But again, there's been a policy in place by the three Commission of Public Lands to fund public school libraries. That could change easily. And when I was state treasurer, we had problems with the State Investment Board of $95 million of Mexican derivatives that were purchased. Again, a watchdog needs to be there to make certain these things are in place. And also the 80,000 acres of public lands, of timberlands. There is a movement afoot to transfer those timberlands to a county forest or to be sold to a major lumber company. And again, we're going back 170 years. It was meant to be a constitutional agency, and it's the only one in Wisconsin that is so. And I already believe we're upsetting the apple cart here by moving in this direction, having more control by the governor's office on this particular position, a constitutional position, which will change in the future. But there's always be checks and balances that should be in place, regardless of the time, and to make certain that this is done for our citizens of Wisconsin.
Let's go back to the phones, and Jeff in Burlington is up next. Hi, Jeff.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. What would you like to say?
I am also opposed to eliminating the treasurer's position. There is a little-known program in the state which has a trust fund consisting of monies derived from the public lands, and that pool of money is currently available to be borrowed from by municipalities, villages, and towns who frequently have emergency large-scale spending that becomes necessary when a bridge fails or something of that nature occurs. That fund loans at very low interest rates and makes the loans very quickly and keeps the taxpayers burdened when an emergency of that nature occurs to a minimum. Now, if the Treasurer's Department goes away, the Lieutenant Governor gets a seat on the Board of Governors. The Governor is already on record as wanting to take that pool of money and invest it in Wall Street. And we don't know where the proceeds would go.
All right. We'll stop you there, Jeff, just so we make sure that Jack Voigt can respond to that. So there is, it sounds like, some fiscal oversight, at least in relation to this kind of rainy day fund.
Well, it's not really a rainy day fund. It's actually a fund of investments that is controlled by the policy of the Commission of Public Lands. Now, this bill was to be passed by the Senate, but fortunately, Senator Wingard decided not to put it on the Senate floor for a vote. But this would have been passed because the state assembly did pass the bill to move the $1.2 billion to the State Investment Board. Now, again, once they got control of those monies, They'll decide where it's invested as well as where their earnings will go. Again, it's not going to be decided by the three commissioner of public lands, because then it becomes a shell again, just like intentionally stripping the duties of the commissioner of public lands to be a shell of an agency that has no powers, because all the investments will be there at the city investment board, and as well as possibly the timberlands will be also stripped of management as well. So again, here we go. More control to the executive branch.
And Jack, as we start wrapping up here, you said earlier that every other state has a treasurer, and we did actually do a quick check on that, and every state
I didn't say that. I said every state has a fiscal elected watchdog or treasurer.
Right, yeah. And I was actually going to say we did check that, and that's correct, that every state either has a treasurer or some kind of comptroller of public accounts. So if Wisconsin were to eliminate this and become the only state that does not have that oversight, what would we be losing?
Well, again, we'd be losing, number one, I think, a constitutional separation of powers, as well as the checks and balances, would be lost. Our fiscal watchdog will not be there. When I was treasurer, I both advocated as a critic a number of financial issues in Wisconsin. And I took on both Democrats and Republicans when I was treasurer. And that would be lost. The fiscal voice would be lost.
And we'll have to leave it there. Jack Voigt, thanks for joining us. Jack is a former Wisconsin state treasurer, supports maintaining that office. Earlier, we heard from current treasurer Matt Adamczyk, who wants to see it eliminated. Coming up tomorrow on Central Time, Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett joins us to discuss concerns about voters who have been purged from the voting rolls in error with elections coming up.